April 1st, 1851, Paris, Maine. Letter to Reuben and Belinda Loveland. Belinda Loveland questions the source of Ellen White's vision regarding Melson Hollis. The influence of Hollis's accusations against James White causes crushing discouragement for the Whites. Dear brother and sister Loveland, we have just returned from a visit to Topsom, Maine, and Gorham, Maine. On our return, we found a number of letters, and among them was one from you. Many things in your letter I do not understand. You speak of your telling me concerning Brother Hollis, Nelson A. Hollis. I cannot remember that you told me anything about him. I know that if you told me anything, it affected me not, or I could now remember it. But, dear sister, what if you had said ever so much? Would that affect the visions that God gives me? If so, then the visions are nothing. God has shown me the true state of Brother Hollis. I know from the vision that his influence has been bad and against us. How could Brother Hollis say that he had not said anything about it anywhere else when he told Brother Bates, Brother Rhodes, and Andrews, and they did not know but what we were wrong from what he said and came to the conference with that feeling? Since I have had the vision, I have seen Brother Bates, and he told us that he reproved Brother Hollis for his feelings towards James. He told Brother Bates the same that he told Brother Heath. This looks dark in Brother Hollis. How could he say he came on purpose to the conference to confess when Brother Rhodes asked him on his way to Waterbury, Vermont, if he did not think that he had wrong feelings toward James? He said no, that he could meet him and not feel condemned or as though he had done wrong. I cannot repeat it word for word, but that was the amount of it, and more that I cannot repeat, that makes things look very crooked in him. Brother Rhodes was astonished when he read the same in a letter from Brother Barrows, and you write the same that he went on purpose to confess. Brother Rhodes says it is the darkest thing he has seen in Brother Hollis. Poor soul. He is entirely deceived by the devil. Our spirits were completely crushed after the conference. James was about to return home in that state of things. I was taken very sick. The burden seemed as though it would crush me. God, in answer to prayer, healed me and showed me Brother Hollis was wrong, and also showed me just what he had been about and that James must stop a while longer in Vermont. What you or anyone else has said is nothing at all. God has taken the matter in hand, and Brother Hollis knows not what manner of spirit he is of. God has shown Brother Hollis's case in vision, and unless he soon becomes as a little child and breaks in pieces before God, he will be left to himself. What you have said, Sister Loveland, influenced me not at all. My opinion has nothing to do with what God has shown me in vision. But enough of this. We have received letters from some that we have never before heard from. There is a great call for publications. The work of the Lord is moving onward. We had consecrated ourselves anew to God, soul, bodies, and spirit, to do His work. Oh, that we may do it faithfully. Time is very, very short. What we do must be done quickly, and we must be very humble, or God will not use us in His cause. I am satisfied that we have lived too far from God. We must take hold upon His strength, and then He will bless us. We have lived beneath our privilege. There is a fullness in Jesus. I feel my own unworthiness, and I know that I deserve not the mercy and blessings of God. I have had severe trials of late. Pray for us. Much love to your husband, yourself, and children, and all who love God in deed and in truth. In haste.